the studio. Now, I'm joined in the studio. It's Liana. Is it Liana?
Liana.
Liana. Yeah. That's a really lovely name.
Oh, thank you. It's my mum's fault. She's German.
Yes. We've been talking about our parents a little bit earlier. Now, you're from You Matter Too, which is supporting individuals with disabilities and their carers. And we're talking about carers today because we were having a chat off air about the amazing work that carers do. Often people that are caring for people with dementia or disabilities, you know, you don't get to leave the house because you're there 24/7. And it's a job where people, you know, you often don't have much money, you don't have much of a social life, you can't get it, and you are trapped looking after somebody else. And there are millions of carers in this country, and they kind of just, people don't really know they're there because they kind of skim the surface and they do the things that social services and all the rest of the things do look after quite a lot of people, but carers are really kind of isolated, aren't they?
They are very much taken for granted, but I think very often carers don't think of themselves as carers. They just think of themselves as a mum, a dad, a son, a daughter, a neighbour, you know, who are doing what they want to do for their loved ones. So it's actually quite hard to sometimes get carers to identify themselves. And then, you know, to accept any kind of support is also the next step. We tend to get involved, it's actually the Hamlin Trust out of Billericay, who have been around since the 80s, but we are now funded by Essex County Council to set up a bespoke carer service, as you say, called You Matter Too. And we are there really to support carers in any way that we can. I like to manage expectation. We do only have a very small team, but it's a growing and happy team, and we do a number of things.
Now, you're specifically going to be talking about Brentwood today, but you've already got this up and running in the other areas. So tell us about how it's going elsewhere.
Okay, so because we're based, Hamlin Trust is based in Billericay, we started off in Billericay talking to our own clients who are often parents of physically and basic people. Children with disabilities, and we asked them what they wanted because our service was going to be about what carers wanted, not what we thought carers wanted.
Yeah.
So from that, we identified various needs. One was to try and reduce isolation. So we're doing a lot of well-being activities, group activities such as yoga, sewing, bakery evenings, Indian evenings, jewellery making. Zumba, we've actually got a sitting Zumba as well in Rayleigh, which is fantastic. So anybody, however old, you know, whether you're disabled or not, you can come and join in because the music's fantastic.
Yeah.
So Rayleigh and Rochford, Castle Point and Billericay, Basildon, there are all these activities going on. And I should have said much earlier, in fact, it's completely free for the carer. If you're in the Essex County Council remit area, which includes Brentwood, Chelmsford, Billericay, Castle Point and Rayleigh, then you as a carer are eligible to come along and have free sessions.
Now, this is a point. See, when anyone says free, people go, oh, that sounds suspicious, because we do. We look at things now, we're so programmed to think, oh, that's free, something's not right. But it's getting the message out there, because obviously people won't be aware that they, you know, they can go out and do these things and it is free. So we're trying to really build this up. Obviously, we're going to give you a few contacts for Brentwood, hopefully be able to, and you'll be able to spread the word out there as well, so people in this area are aware. So if you are caring for somebody, can you bring that person? Is this just for you to go on your own, or can you bring, if you really can't leave somebody, can you bring them with you to any of these?
I think it kind of depends on what their support needs are, because obviously it has to be safe and it has to be good for all the carers to benefit from this. We do, in addition to have these wellbeing activities, have a very small staff team who can offer a sitting service. I'd say it is a small touch staff team, but if somebody's really, really stuck, we do our absolute best to be able to support their loved one at home, having done all the sort of necessary risk assessments to make sure we fully understand their support needs. And then that enables the carer to come to the class that they want to come to. We do also have support at home along those same lines for people, carers, who really have reached crisis point. So we'll send somebody along and find out what they need in order to make their life a little bit more, or a little less challenging, I suppose. And there's sort of 8-week sessions, 2 hours a week for 8 weeks. And that's all free of charge as well.
Yeah.
We do have a little waiting list for that.
Yes, I would imagine you would do.
Yes.
Why did you get involved? What made you get involved with this?
Me personally or Hamlin?
Yeah, personally. What made you?
Okay, I was a support worker on the farm for Hamlin. And I was asked by my boss whether I'd be interested in setting up this new bespoke service. And I was very flattered and terrified in equal measure.
Yeah.
So yeah, but the gauntlet was thrown down, and You Matter 2 was born about 15 months ago.
Mm.
We are funded all the way through to April 2018.
Yeah.
So there is going to be consistent care, consistent support, certainly until then.
Yeah. So at the moment, have you got anything in Brentwood where people can go at the moment?
No is the answer to that. We've just buddied up with the Blue Flower Cafe, which is at Brentwood Theatre, and I think they come together once. I'm not sure if it's once a week or once a month, I forget, but they support carers who look after people with dementia in particular. And we've gone to them and said, you know, what is it that your cohort of carers would like from us? What could we fund? And as soon as we know what that is, we'll start setting up similar things that we have in Rady Billericay Basildon. So holistic therapy, maybe yoga,
yeah.
Pottery classes. You mentioned you know somebody who does pottery classes, which sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
But we need them to feedback to us. What is it they want?
Yeah. Because as you said, you want the care, rather than saying, oh, well, you can go and do this, you want the carers to tell you exactly what they want, because it's their well, it's a treat, and it's to get away, and it's to relax and be yourself, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And it is. I mean, if you are out there and you do care for somebody, as you know, my mum, I'm always chatting about my mum, loved a piece. She's been over since Friday. She said, have I outstayed my welcome? I said yeah, you, she said, you did on Friday. I was very joking, obviously. But you know, it's because she's 86 and she's quite frail, you know, if my mum was with me 24/7 and I couldn't come out and do a job, it does get very, very, it would be, I can imagine it'd be very, very stressful, because it's helping people up. It's the, you know, I do love my mum to pieces, and I know there'd be carers out there, and you've got family or your children or adults, but it's still, once things are 24/7, you do become, feel as if you're trapped.
Absolutely. And it does lead to carers becoming ill.
Yeah.
And then loved ones can't be looked after anymore. So we're trying to get there before that crisis point, you know, is reached.
Mm.
With pressure on social services and generally in society, it's becoming, you know, a regular problem where we get phone calls, desperate phone calls.
Mm.
But we do go in there with our staff, have a chat. It's very, very informal.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of paper filling. There really is just a very simple registration form, which we have to do to evidence to Essex County Council that these people do exist.
Yeah.
But we try and make it very informal, and there's not too much officialdom. It's a very sort of friendly face, and all of our staff, all five of our staff, are not social services trained, although they do have mandatory training, as do all Hamlin staff, to be able to give sort of personal care and things like that. They are all, or they will have been, carers themselves, as I have been. So you have that special insight as to, you know, the sort of some of the stresses.
Now, if you want to find out more, or you know somebody, you know, who's is a carer, there is a website that you can go to. So do you want to give out the website?
It's www.hamlintrust, and Hamlin's got an E in the middle, that's Hamelin trust.org.uk.
And you can also find them on Twitter as well, which I'll just give you a quick one. Let's have a quick look at that. Where is it? Disappeared off my screen just as I went to mention it. I don't know.
Hamlin Trust,
I think it is just Hamlin Trust. Yeah, there we go. Hamlin Trust is nice and easy. Mm-hmm. At Hamlin Trust. You can find out more there. It's called You Matter 2, which is the letter U, then matter, and the number 2. So if you have a look, you'll be able to find information there as well. And obviously, we'll put all the details up on the website as well. And if you are out in the community and you think, oh, actually, I could be involved in that, and if you are listening, if you're one of the local businesses, whether or not you be holistic, whether it's the pottery barn that be listening, you know, get in contact and we'll put you in contact.
Do you want my phone number as well?
Oh, yeah.
It's 01277 653 889. If you just ask for You Matter 2, we'll come back to you if we're not in the office.
Lovely. And we will get all those details up on the website. And if you've just missed the beginning of the interview, we'll get that up on there a little bit later as well. So there we go.
Thanks, Michelle.
What are you going to be doing for the rest of the afternoon? It's lovely and sunny. Is this a chance to sort of go out and do a bit of shopping, or have you got to go back to work?
Oh, no, back into a management meeting.
Yeah.
Hurrah.
Sometimes I get people saying, we're actually going down the pub after your show.
Oh, well, if you're offering.
Yeah. No, I don't finish for another hour. Oh. Otherwise, I would.